Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Anna?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Anna. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Running around, but good. Blessed and highly favored. It's been a busy day. I know you were speaking with Tara. She said you had a question for me about the listing.
Yes. Hold on, let me turn up the... so I had, my questions are, she was saying that I might be able to qualify for like a discount or something since I've had the business for a year.
Right.
I mean, the business has been in business since 2009, but the only thing we changed was just the ownership. We didn't change like nothing on it besides
okay.
that.
No, that's fine. I'll still apply that new in business credit for you. And that's no problem. But she was saying, you asked if we were going to be the ones that would host your placement or put you up there?
Yeah, so what is you guys' company called?
Local Splash. LOCAL and then Splash like water. Like local, like people in your area, and Splash. Here, let me, this would be a lot easier for you if I could show you. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one second, okay? I'm going to send you a link to our website.
Okay. Sorry, I've never heard of you guys before.
Yeah, no, you never will. I mean, the only time we really reach out to people is when we have a listing available and they have to qualify for it, and then Google will send us the qualified candidates list. So we don't actually promote ourselves, even though we promote, like, tens of thousands of businesses across the United States.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like we're not a directory. We're actually a Google partner. So like directories are things like HomeAdvisor or like Yelp, where they have their own website and then they put themselves on Google and they put you on their website. Does that make sense? And then they'll sell you the leads. We don't do that. We're a Google partner, so we would actually list you directly on Google as your own business. So companies like that would work with companies like us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's how it works. So we had a listing become available for appliance. It was repair and installation, but Tara said that you just want to focus on installation.
Yeah, we don't do repairs anymore. We used to, but we don't do repairs anymore.
Gotcha. You'll notice a lot of the companies that are up there now
yes.
for like appliance installation, they say appliance repair on their name. Yeah, but it's okay. Well, I mean, we'll still be able to put you in that category. We list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases at a time. So appliance installation would only be one of them. You know, the idea here is we want to make sure we cover all your bases. So maybe if somebody types in the actual appliance, like maybe they type in like refrigerator installation or, any of the specific services, that you're still appearing as a top option there as well. So there'll be a client interview where you'll sit down and, you know, we'll go over the specifics and make sure we have you listed properly. That way you're not getting calls for repairs or things that are going to waste your time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's customized and targeted. But if you got the pricing page and you scroll down towards the bottom there, you'll be able to see some packages and pricing structures. There is a pro. Oh, you see him?
I'm in the, let's see.
Yeah, you got to scroll under the Google Partner badge, and you'll start to see the packages.
Yeah, so I see Essential Premier, the business profile.
So there's a regular Pro and a Platinum towards the bottom. There's it's $499 and $599. You see those ones?
The Pro. Okay, I see those. Yeah.
Yeah, a little more cost efficient. Yeah, they're $499, $599, and then they have the $299 setup fee. The reason Tara asked me to hop on the line and didn't just go through the call on her own is because she wanted to make sure that we apply that new in business credit, and that'll dramatically change your pricing structures. Okay, the new in business credit. If you wanted to do a Pro package, I could do it at $199. On a month-to-month basis, and there would be a one-time setup fee of $99. So the initial investment would be $298, then each month after that, it would go down to $199, and it would stay there. That's for the Pro. And then for the Platinum, I could do at $299, so a 50% price reduction on that with a one-time setup fee of $99. So significant savings. I mean, we're shaving $200 off the setup fee on both of those packages, and I'm saving you about $300 on the traditional pricing structure for both of those packages. So total of $500 off the initial investment, and it'll save you $300 every month on each one of those packages. Okay.
Okay.
If you look at the companies that are up there now, Anna, I know it sounds like a lot when you're not already up there, right? Once you're already up there, it pays for itself 10 times over every month. You know, that's where the money comes from the clients it brings in. The initial investment's always, it feels like a lot because you might be coming from a situation where you're not getting that consistent flow of calls, or you might have just started your business or took over the ownership of this business. So it's like, it seems like a lot. But once your foot's in the door, like I said, it offsets every penny. The guys that are up there now, Sarah's Appliance Repair, they do very well. You know, 50 reviews, 5-star reviews, getting calls every day. Expert Appliance Repair, same thing. You know, so I know they're under their name say Appliance Repair, but obviously it's the appliance installation is the keyword that you would look up, and you'd be able to see those guys as a top option. So, you know, if you consider having your business there for the 15 keywords, and then you're also on the first page of Bing, you'll have the .com website developed if you don't already have one. Okay, that's huge. And then of course you have a track. So
if I have a website or I have, so with this package I would be able to create a website or?
Oh, we would build it for you. So we'll purchase the domain, we'll develop the content for you, and we provide hosting. But it is very personable. So if there are things about the site that you want done specifically, or if you want access to it yourself, you'll still be able to access it yourself or make any revision requests through your account management team here. So, yeah, the website's included in both packages. It's listed as the optimized landing page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And those are optimized landing pages, so they're really nice. They have a less than 3-second loading time for iPhones, Androids, and tablets. They also have a responsive design for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets, which is where about 83% of Google's total searches come from today. So the people who are looking up appliance installation on their phone still can see you as a top option. If they click on your site, they'll still be able to navigate that without having any delays or hiccups. It's a really nice site.
Okay.
And that's something that long-term will be a huge benefit to you, to have your website done, obviously, and then have your Google listing at least verified. So even if you left us, you're already verified on Google as an existing business. All the information is up to date with you as the registered owner, not the previous owner. We'll do a name, address, and phone number cleanup on all the listings. That's usually what the setup fee goes towards. So any discrepancies will be cleared up.
Yeah. So you saying that it would be $199 every month
for the Pro.
For the Pro package.
Correct.
And that the Pro- me-
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So that would give me let's see, Google Places. What is that? Being local,
that's the main product that we're calling about. The Google Places is in all the packages. Google Places is the money maker, right? Those are the three guys that show up as a top recommended option when you type in appliance installation. Yeah, and then being local, it's a top five, but they use the Google search results to recommend their top five. So you'll get the being local as well when that comes with the Google Places placement. The SEO content creation is both off-site and on-site, meaning that we make sure that you have search engine optimized content, meaning that we'd want your website and your keywords to match appliance installation and not appliance repair. We want to make sure those are specific, right? So you have to actually make sure the content matches up on both the website and off the website on the other platforms. That way it's not misleading in any way and you're being connected to the ideal customer. U.S. client support, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You have a customer service department available to you if you want to make any changes to your account or your website.
Mm-hmm.
The popular directory submission includes 60 major online directories that are popular in your area, things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, and you can get customers from those 60 directories as well. Just most of your mm-hmm. calls are going to come from Google. That's what everyone uses. And then we have review monitoring. So you'll be able to request reviews through an account dashboard. I'll still give you access to the account dashboard if you go with the pro. So you'll have a username and password. You'll be able to log into that tracking system, request reviews, see all the leads and the jobs we're bringing in for you each month. And then if you ever get bad reviews, we give you opportunity to dispute them before it's actually published. So that way we can keep your reputation moving in the right direction towards that 5-star rating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The difference between the Pro and the Platinum is just the Platinum has a couple extra features like the Amazon Alexa search results, as well as the Facebook advertising, usually includes the additional advanced reporting and call and conversion tracking and account dashboard access, but I'll actually still give you access to all of those features if you decide to go with the Pro.
Oh, okay.
You just won't have so the Facebook advertising.
Okay. So if I were to do the Pro, people would still be able to call directly from Google, right?
And, that's on all of them.
Okay.
That's on all of them.
Oh.
Yeah, that's on all of them. People are always going to be able to call you directly off of Google. That's how it works. We don't send the lead to you or have them call us and forward it to you. It'll always be a live call straight to you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about, so you said the setup fee would be how much?
I would reduce it to a one-time payment of $99. So instead of you paying $299 setup, it would just be a $99 setup and then the monthly cost of $199 for the Pro. So your initial investment, if you wanted to get the Pro going today, I could do it at $298 out the door, and then each month moving forward, it would go down to $199 and it would stay there.
Every month?
Yep, as long as you're with us. So you don't have to worry about it going back up to that $499 pricing structure. That's part of your new in business credit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to move forward with this, what do I have to do?
So I would have to create your Google business profile with you now and secure that listing for the business. So that way you guys have that first page placement. And then I will submit the business profile to Google. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. Usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get to you. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. But when you receive that postcard in the mail, there is a 5-digit number on the back of it that we'll need from you just to verify your location. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. Now, we can hide your address. We don't have to display your address, but we do have to PIN verify you. And then, obviously, between when we set you up and when that PIN verification comes in, we're going to do a client interview and get your website up and running. And the client interview is where they interview you on all the services you offer, so that way we're listing you properly. And then, of course, the service area and how you want your website to look. So it basically be about 3 to 5 minutes with me here to create the account, secure that listing. Client interview we could schedule for tomorrow. It's about 30 to 45 minutes. And then the PIN verification will come in the mail next week, I'm imagining, since it's Thursday, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. We get that 5-digit number, and then everything takes off from there. And then it's just about being responsive to the customers as they call in, try to generate as good of reviews as you can, and then we're just going 30 days at a time from that point moving forward.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see, so that's all you can go down, just the $298 for today. You can't do more of a little bit more. Work with me.
I know. It's because usually when they get me on the line, it's already a major discount that they can't already do. You know, otherwise Tara would have jumped on and kind of stuck with it. But I could, because all we really make off of it is the setup fee. The rest of this goes straight to Google. Yeah, okay. But I can reduce the setup fee to a one-time payment of $50.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
So that would...
$249 the first month and $199 the next month?
Okay. And that's all you could do, the one that every month?
Yeah, on the Pro? No, not on a Pro. Not on a Pro package. You got to remember your website's in there, you know? Like building that, hosting that, the man hours, and obviously hosting still every month, you know? That's all got to be in there. So we would lose money.
Okay. So is that the smallest package that you have? Like, so if I didn't want a website?
No, we have the Essential. The Essential is with no website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much is the Essential one?
What
would that?
I could get that one to $149. What if I did this, Anna? I don't want you to not have a website. What if I just waive your setup fee entirely, and then I could do it $199 out the door, and then $199 each month. You'll still have the website, all the products and features in the Pro package.
Because
it would be better for you to have the website than to not have the website.
Uh-huh.
I noticed the ones that have a site usually get a little bit more traffic.
Okay, and then what about, is this a contract or how does this work?
Oh, no. It's month to month. Everybody that's up there is coming back at their own will. Yeah, they're not binded to anything.
Okay, so let's do it. And then if you're willing to do it at $199 today and then just every month.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take care of you because I'm pretty sure, you know, if this works out how we're planning on working out, after a couple months, you'll probably leave the home advisor thing and maybe hire somebody down the line, and we could talk about doing a bigger package, you know. So if that gives us
okay.
the opportunity to do that, then that's fine. I'll do that.
Okay.
All right. So I have to create your Google Business profile. I just want to verify some information with you. How do I properly spell your first and last name?
Mine is Anna, A-N-A.
Okay.
Last name, Nevarez, N-E-V-A-R-E-Z.
A-R-E-Z, okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
I have a partner.
Okay. Do you want me to list your partner?
Can you list, will both of them show?
No, I'll just have you showing, but yeah, I can put her on the profile or him. That way, if they call in, we know, you know, what account they're affiliated with and what business they're affiliated with.
Okay. No, we can just leave me as the sole because I do all the administration, so he would never have to be calling.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have two companies outside of this, and I use the marketing
uh-huh.
for both of them, but I don't like doing any of the admin stuff. I'm like, you guys deal with that,
yeah.
and then, you know, you deal with the work. I could deal with the hiring and firing,
yeah.
you know, but, okay. And then, yeah, I'm like, any parts where I don't want any guy talking to my lady sideways if we got to let him go, so I take care of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But what's your business email address where I can send you everything in writing?
It's APROAppliance, so APROAppliance87 at gmail.com.
Okay. I'll send you the invoice receipt, too. This is a write-off for you. It's considered a business expense, so you'll get it back that way and with the customer.
Oh, okay.
That come in.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Many of those as we can get, right?
Yeah.
I live in California, so I don't miss a single write-off. I'm telling you, I make sure.
Or write-off.
I make sure they collect every single receipt that they put. Like, I don't play around with that stuff. I got a really good CPA.
That's
okay.
good.
Yeah, you have to. They tax us so bad on everything here. California's horrible. Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for
The tax?
For income? It really depends. So, like, before I had my kids, when you're filing, single,
uh-huh.
I was already about $150 I was making annually, but I probably uh-huh. taking home about $99 or $98.
Wow.
So it was almost like a third of income.
Yeah.
Once I had my first, it went down quite a bit. It elevated
mm-hmm.
to like $110, And then when I had my second, it's been about 115 now. So yeah, it really depends on if you're head of household and what other things that you have. They also kind of help with the write-off. For the businesses, it's completely different. I think for both the businesses, it's a lot less, especially when you add up all the write-offs and everything. But I've had a couple situations with businesses where I've had to, where I've owed money, and I've had that happen.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's how I learned. I learned the hard way. Yeah, so I'll never do that again. But it just creates extra work, even outside of work, and then, you know, two little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like nonstop coffee drinker. Okay, so the Google PIN verification, like I was mentioning earlier, it usually takes 3 to 5 days to get in the mail. You only have to do this one time. There is a little 5-digit number on the back of it I'm going to need from you. So you could either text it in. I'll send you my direct number now. You could call in with it. You could email with it, but I do need that from you as soon as possible. But what's the street address that I could send that to, just to verify?
It's 1025 Canyon Avenue in Idaho Falls, Idaho, 83402.
Okay, perfect. That matches with what we had on file. And then it says you are eligible to either display or hide this address. What works best?
Hide, yeah.
Hide, okay. I hear you. I don't want anybody coming on
my house. Yeah, it's residential. So.
yeah, that's okay. A lot of times businesses are registered as a home. Actually have one of them registered to my home. The other one is registered to my father-in-law because you can't have two businesses in the same address. Yeah. So they got to have separate ones. But I just send it over to him, and he helps manage the painting company anyway. So. Okay. Yeah, my lady's originally from El Salvador. So her dad, he didn't really speak a lot of English. When I first met him, it's been like 9 years now I've been knowing him, but he was already painting and I was telling him about what I do. So it was actually his idea to start the first business and he oversees a lot of it. I just do a lot of the bringing in the clients and, you know, obviously not everybody's going to be bilingual. So, you know, there are times I got to jump in there. Yeah. But my lady's bilingual. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that helps. But she came from over there too. She lived over there until she was 19. And then she came the rough way. And yeah, I had to pay a lot of attorney fees and everything, get her squared away, but she's good now.
No, that's good. I'm glad.
My boy's waking up one day going, "Where's mama?" You know? So I was like, okay, we got
I know. That's sad.
I know. It's just so dumb how our world is set up. You know, people should be able to go where they want to go.
Which they be a little...
Yeah, especially coming from there. It's not the safest place, just put it that way. So she grew up really sheltered, actually. I think that's probably one of my favorite things. It's kind of sad to say, but I remember when I first started talking to her, I used to be like, what are you doing? And I'd be outside with my friends and she'd say, "Oh, I'm just at home," or "I just went to the gym." And I was like, "Wow, I like her."
Yeah,
so she's just very sweet. But comes from growing up in a rough place, I guess.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Okay. So I got everything verified, Anna.
Okay. So you said that you'll call tomorrow again? And that's where we're going to for longer?
Yes. So I'm just going to verify two things, and then I'll schedule that client interview. The last two questions on here are, how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then
from 8 a.m. to, let's see. It's 8 hours usually.
Okay. So 8 to 4? Eight to five would be 9 hours if you have like an hour lunch break or 30-minute breaks throughout the day, 15s.
8 to 5,
okay.
Yeah, I do take a lunch break.
Yeah, necessary, especially with the little one. I gotta check in on the family during my lunch hour.
Right.
Thank God for FaceTime. Yeah. And then Saturday and Sunday, do you want me to put close or by appointment only?
I would put, we're normally closed, but I mean, we work some to Saturdays. So okay. I would put maybe if you can do Sundays close and then
Saturday by appointment only.
Yeah, by appointment only.
That way they could call, but you're not actually expected to work on Saturday, and then Sunday will just be fully closed. Okay. There's a little green and red icon on your Google Business profile. It'll say open and closed. So I want to make sure we got that listed properly. And then for payments, it says, do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the business profile, let me go ahead and submit. That's done. Okay. Let me pull up this calendar here for the client interview. Okay. So client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window to complete it in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What's a good time tomorrow?
Let me look. Tomorrow, I have an appointment at 11 tomorrow, so that I can do 9 in the morning.
9 a.m. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Yeah, I have a 9 to 10 mountain time available.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and lock you in here. I'm going to send you an invitation to your email. It's a calendar invitation, and then I'm also going to set up an automated message 1 hour before. So you'll get a call at, or a text at 8 o'clock just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, and then I could reschedule it. But I want to try to get this done by tomorrow for sure. So that way when we come out of the weekend, we already have a website to show to you, and we can make any revisions from there. That way this time next week, it's done.
Okay.
Yeah, because they work over the weekend, but I don't. So.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I got to have at least a little time. I don't want to be one of those dads.
Yep.
I actually did take time off this weekend. I wasn't even in office Monday and Tuesday. I took my boys to Disneyland for the first time. They had a good
time. Oh, that was fun.
It was fun, but very hot and very expensive. The lines were longer than I anticipated for Monday and Tuesday.
How old are they?
I have a 5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did they have a good time?
Yeah, they did. I think my youngest enjoyed it more than my oldest. My oldest was kind of like, it's tough because we didn't want to split up. Yeah. So I wasn't doing the mom go take him on this ride thing and I'm going to go over here and take him on this thing. So I made them go together. So I did have a couple of fits from my oldest, but the youngest was just happy-go-lucky the whole time. And I want to make sure I put him on a lot of the little kid stuff. Because my oldest is big enough to go on something. They only require they be like 35, 40 inches for most of the rides. But my youngest can't. There's only a few that are all heights, like the Dumbo rides and like the Toy Story blasters. So I was really diligent about making sure we got the little guy some action. And he saw Mickey and he saw all the characters walking around. So my oldest was getting mad when we couldn't go to like Star Wars. So it's one of those things. You bring multiple kids, you're definitely juggling, and then it's like I had those two, you know, the cart or the stroller, you know, with everything going on. So it was a lot of work. It was a heavy labor day for me, but hard labor for me, but a lot of fun for them, I'm sure.
That's good.
So I got the invitation sent to you there. You should have it on your Gmail. I'm pretty sure this is you because it has the logo. So I think I got the email right.
Okay.
It's got like a little red guy.
Yep. That's me.
All right, perfect.
But I'm not the
guy. I'm not the guy, but that's funny. Okay. Well, that's actually convenient.
Okay,
we would need that actually while we're here. So before I secure this, let me send you the email address It's photos@localsplash.com. If you can send me that logo for your website and then any other photos that you would like to use, like if you have before and after shots or maybe like a family picture you want on the site, maybe as a backdrop or something like that, yeah, send those in so that way we can have those ready and available for that client interview tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll get those done. I'm not in my office right now. So
no rush, no rush. I mean, even if you got to do it after the client interview tomorrow, I would just like to have it going into the weekend because our graphic designers are still in-house on Saturday and Sunday. So at least that way I know that they have those to work with, you know?
Okay.
We'll get the domain and everything already set up. Okay. So the last thing I got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of $199 for the pro package, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, is that Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. It's under your name, the business name, or both?
It is under, let me take a look here. It is under, it's, the only one I have right now is my, partner's one, so it's under, it has the address. Oh man, okay. Can you tell Grandma to keep an eye on him really quick, please?
But he just doesn't
want
to come out.
Oh, tell him I need a minute, okay? Sorry.
No, it sounds like your little ones are my kid's age.
Yep, he's 2.5.
Oh wow, yeah, they're getting rambunctious. I mean, my 1.5-year-old's starting to really run around a lot. I can't even imagine 2.5. He's already climbing tables.
Oh my God, it's horrible right now.
I know, I fear for his life daily.
the business one, so it's under my partner's name, but it's also under the business.
Okay, I can just put the business name on there as APRO Appliance LLC, and then I'll send the invoice over to your email or your Gmail account.
Okay.
And then the billing address is the same, the 1025 Canyon F?
For this one, it's going to be, because it's addressed to him, it's the 302 North Park Avenue. And this one is in First, FIRTH, Idaho.
832-36. Okay. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4712-1617.
3288.
7907.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/25.
11/25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
194.
194. Okay, and let me just adjust this because of the. I'm still trying to add this setup fee. Let me take it off before we process. And then before I can actually process, I do have to walk you through a 60-second voice verification as well. This is an added form of protection. As I'm walking you through this, Anna, if there's anything I say that like you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me. I can rephrase it for you, but it's pretty much just going to outline the actual service agreement itself.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you everything in writing too, in an email and a text message form.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
APRO Appliance, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
My name is Anna Nevarez, and my title is Office Administrator and Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of APRO Appliance LLC today?
Yes.
Okay. And there's another one right here. It says, are you authorized, or are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. They only made me go through that one because the card came back with a different name on it. Then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. We're not really going to ride you too hard if you're missing a couple calls here and there. I know it can become overwhelming at times, but it's more so like if we're trying to get a hold of you, we want to make sure that you're more looking out for our call because it might be about the website or revision requests or something like that.
Okay.
Even though we have recommendations, we don't just go in and make changes without consulting with you first. So.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Say that again, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So it's saying, in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Or like during the term of your agreement. Yeah, so like basically like we know what you're already using. We're not saying that you have to like cancel anything that you already have. It's more so saying like after today, if you're going to add something, which you really shouldn't need. I mean, the only things that you could really add to your online marketing strategy would be things in our other packages. So that would be like upgrading with us. But if you're considering like adding another service, we want you to double check with us for two reasons. One, I don't want you to duplicate any of the listings, right? So, like, if you get a call from Yelp tomorrow, oh, I'm sorry, I already have somebody handling that, right? Because if they sign you up, they're going to create two. And if there's two of them, it just causes a discrepancy with the search engine. So, and then obviously you're paying for something that you already have, right? So we don't want you paying for something that you already have or duplicating anything. And then if you're not sure, just double check.
Okay.
So it's saying anything after today, basically, you're going to let us know about or disclose it with us.
Okay.
As far as online marketing, I don't need to know all your whole personal life.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not your parent. I swear I have enough. Okay. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Okay, it's a month-to-month service. We do ask that you give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month-to-month, fully cancelable at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. It says the initial term of your service agreement is charged today. It is October 6, 2022, in the very discounted amount of $199. This is going to be for the pro package, and I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, it is set up to automatically renew each month on the sixth day in that discounted price of $199. That rate will not go up nor change for as long as you're with us. Okay. It does state here, upon your initial payment authorization, so I'm going to process this. Give me 1 second. Hit pay. Okay, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email here. This card was reported lost or stolen.
Oh, okay. Let me... sorry, I just have a picture of that right now. Let me see if I can have...
Okay.
Let me send a message really quick.
Yeah, no worries. Comes back as a big red lost or stolen thing across our screen. We use VeriSign Secure, so it's like the same merchant processing as Amazon and eBay. So it gives you like kind of detail on what's going on there. But yeah, it just says lost or stolen card.
Do you mind if I put you on hold really quick so I can call my husband so he can send me a picture of my card?
Yeah, no problem. That's
Thank
fine.
You.
Okay.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Sorry, I can't get a hold of no one.
Oh,
no. Let me try one.
Oh, it's okay. You're not. By the way, you're not in any kind of rush. I mean, our whole job is to fill this listing right now, so it's like if you need to take your time, take your time. I'm not rushing you.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, it's just my husband had my card, and I don't have it with me right now. So
no, I totally understand. My lady's got my cards, too. I pack a lunch.
Good.
Like, if you're watching them, at least you don't have to worry about money. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I have myself on mute.
No, you're fine. All right, so I got the new card.
Okay, let me just update the billing info here. So let me go back. Is this one also a Visa?
So yep, and it's under a different name.
Okay.
But it's still the business. It still has the business name.
Okay, and same address, the 302 North Park Ave?
This one is actually addressed to mine. It's 1025 Canyon Avenue.
Okay, that's what we have as a business street address. Let me just swap this out here. It's better that way when things match up too.
Yeah.
Okay, so Idaho Falls. Yeah, because that's where we're looking to close out the category today to begin with. Okay, and that one was 83402, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and update. All right, so there should be 16 digits on the front. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, 4712.
4712.
1617.
1617.
3306.
3306.
2674.
2674. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
0925.
09 of 25, and 3-digit code on the back.
676.
676, okay. So let me go ahead and update here. And then when this clears, you're going to get a welcome text message and email. The text and email are both going to have a link to the agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features in that pro package. And then it'll also ask you to sign the bottom. So you have to authorize that you're a certified user on the account. It's not somebody pretending to be you. There's like a little box you'll check, and then you just type out your first and last name at the bottom. And then you'll have a hard copy of this in your email, and we'll keep the hard copy as well. So that way, if I, God forbid, this is probably a horrible way to say it, but if I croaked like 3 months from now, you still have your agreement on file. So there'll never be any kind of confusion about that moving forward in the discounted pricing structure that I set you up with.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure you're probably going to use this for a very long time. I actually still have the first client I ever signed up. He's a little over 10 years active with us.
So. Oh. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's really awesome. So he's gone through some crazy things over the past year, but he's cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you said I need to open the email, right?
Or the text message. You're going to get both of them, email and text.
Okay.
I did get that you accepted the client interview for tomorrow, so that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, but it did say the payment cleared, so you should get it. Here it'll say, the text will start with your first name. So it'll say, Anna, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay. I just did it.
Okay. So let me just refresh. Okay. Yep. So we have it here. Okay. So at the end of your client interview tomorrow, between 9 and 10 o'clock, I have you scheduled, they're going to send you a username and password. It's temporary, so you could change it to whatever you like once you logged into it initially. And then it's also going to have a 7-minute YouTube video with it. And the YouTube video, it'll show you how to use the tracking system. It's one of our reps here. They made like a video, kind of walk you through it. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I sent you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. So anything that, if you want something done quickly, you can always still contact me. I'm here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that's mountain time.
Okay.
So that's 7 to 4 here in California.
Okay.
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 So and then if it's after hours, there's still 24. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So then, so tomorrow when we have that profile set up, that's where we're going to set up the words for people to search me.
Right.
Right, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything tomorrow. Right, okay.
Right, so I've heavily notated everything, but what they're going to do is they're going to pull together some keyword recommendations. Okay, so they're going to take the information that I've gathered on this call about just doing like appliance installation, and they're going to go dig through this whole service area and see how each individual keyword is performing, and we'll recommend the top ones or the ones that get the most traffic, but you have final say on everything, okay? We don't do anything without getting your final say on it. So they'll do that. They'll go over the service area, too. We can actually cover up to 35 miles if you don't want to go that far. That's totally fine. You know, they could customize it, or if there's areas you don't want to go to, we could geo-target it still to kind of exclude those areas. And then, of course, your website, we'll get started on that. That's why I was asking for photo and logos.
Okay.
Or logo and photos, I should say. All right. All right. And then, like I said, don't overstress it, right? We are here to walk you through it. We'll basically hold your hand through the whole setup process until everything's up and running and we start seeing you get a couple clients under your belt, and then we'll take the training wheels off and let you do your thing from there. But the only things I really need you to focus on are, you know, that client interview tomorrow, getting those photos and logo in, and then obviously that PIN verification letter when it comes in the mail. I need the 5-digit number on the back of that.
Okay. And so is that what happens? Is that when I will be showing up on Google?
Yeah, we have to PIN verify you. So anybody that's up there, they have to go through that PIN verification process to get first page placement. The good thing is that you only have to go through that once. So obviously month two is probably going to be a little bit more profitable than month one because of that setup period of getting your website up and running and the PIN verification. But, you know, you'll still be able to see good return on the first month.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
You said your name is John.
Jonathan, yeah, but I go by John, and my last name's Hill, H-I-L-L, if you want to save it in your phone.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
No problem. You're so welcome. Honestly, you're very nice, so I'm looking forward to working with you. But if you have any questions or if there's anything else we can help the business with, even if it seems like it's a little bit outside of what we're doing for you, let us know. You know, it's in our best interest, too. We're not going to get paid unless you're getting paid, so let me know.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for your... Absolutely. You have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.